My name is Brian Kinsey, and I'm the pastor of First Pentecostal Church in Pensacola. I'm delighted that you're listening to this message, and I hope it blesses your life. If you'd like to submit a prayer request, or if you're interested in a personal Bible study, you can call us at 850-477-1100, or send us an email at firstpent@firstpent.org. We hope you enjoy this message.
Great to have all of you in church this morning. Appreciate you being here. I want you to turn and shake hands with two or three people and just bless them right now in Jesus' name. Give them a word of encouragement and bless them. I bless you today. Great to see all of you in the house of the Lord. I am distinctly honored to have Kay with us today. She is an employee of Brother Alan Turner. She came over to our office wanting us to anoint a prayer cloth for her brother. And we did that. And then Brother Gary and Brother Don went to pray for him in the hospital, met her, witnessed to her. She's here this morning and wants to be baptized. And that's exciting, Kay. Very exciting. I was praying in my devotion this week and reading God's word and praying that word. I had pressed my way through the first veil, and I was at the golden candlestick. The light was flickering on the table, and there was a scripture that the Lord spoke to me and told me to speak it to you. And somebody in this service this morning needs to hear this. And don't take it just as another verse being read, but it is God's word to you. And it's Isaiah 35 and 4. It says, "Say to them that are of a fearful heart." I don't know who has a fearful heart, and there's no shame in saying, "I've had anxiety, or I've had fear, or I've had some attacks mentally and emotionally from some of the things that are taking place in my life." But this is what the Lord would say to you: "Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not." That's not easy to do when you're already fearful. I mean, how are you going to do that? Well, here's how you're going to do that. God's going to come with vengeance. That means he is going to whip every enemy in your path. That's the first thing he's going to do. He's going to defeat. He's going to come with vengeance, which means he's going to defeat the enemy. But he's also going to come with a recompense, meaning he's going to reward you for every right choice you've made in life. Because you feel that you are fearful and you've made a lot of right choices and there's been no reward for them. And that is not true. That's a lie that the enemy has told you. My. I believe God's going to do it. He's going to reward you. And here it is. Here it is. He will come and save you. I want to say it again. And he will come and save you. I want to say it again. He will come and save you.
God wants you to claim that miracle now. Speak faith to that fear. Speak it. Fear not. Be strong.
And I take you to my scripture text to preach Psalm 21, 1 through 7. And I may stop at verse 4. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice? Thou hast given him his heart's desire and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it to him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance, for the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, through the mercy of the Most High, you will not be moved. Now, I want to pick one word out of that text, and that word preventest, and I want to kind of share with you what it means. God bless you. You may be seated. The word prevent in this particular text in the Hebrew has several different connotations or meanings, and it can refer to different aspects of how God brings into our life his blessing and his goodness. The word prevent, which actually simply means God goes before you. That's simply what it means, but it has different references and inferences that we need to consider, because God goes in front of you to knock that serpent that's in the way that you don't see and knock him in the head, swing him around with his tail, and wrap him around a tree so you go on your path unharmed. It's a form of God protecting you. See, some of you don't even realize that when you got that flat tire and it put you on the side of the road, if you'd have kept on just a few more paces, you'd have met an 18-wheeler head on. But God prevented it and protected you from what could have been, and you don't even know it. But now you do. So it can mean protection, but it can also mean that God leads you and guides you with wisdom so that he can set up divine appointments for you, or that he can provide opportunity for you to fulfill his purpose in your life and ministry. He can open doors for you because he goes before you to open the door and to make sure that you have the wisdom and understanding. If you make the right choice here, there's going to come a recompense here, and God's going to reward you for that. Although the waiting period gets a little long and a little fearful, a little, why did I do all of this right choices stuff, and it doesn't look like there's anything opening up for me. But yet, if you'll keep on praising God, yeah, like you could do that right now. I mean, that was kind of your hint. Some of you got it, but the rest of you just were a little bit lost. But that's all right. That's all right. God goes before you to be able to set those appointments. You got to have that confidence in God. But the inference of our text is the third meaning. And it refers not to protection, which is linear, and not referring to divine appointment, which is wisdom. It's referring to time, and it refers to the future, that God's already in your future.
See, you're living time linearly. That means you haven't gotten to tomorrow yet. Oh. But God, who is not in time and does not live linearly, He is already in your future. Preparing blessing and goodness for you in your future. That means you don't know what tomorrow may hold, but God does. And even when tomorrow comes and it becomes today, there may be trial and trouble, but because you know God is there. Now, here's my text. Don't worry about tomorrow. God's already there. He's already there. He knows the end from the beginning. Psalms 21 is a psalm of thanksgiving. It signifies David's victory over the devil. But we know that Psalm 21 is in response to his request in Psalm 20, where he wanted God to hear him in the day of trouble, and he wanted God to grant him counsel. He even asked that the Lord would fulfill all his petitions. And I believe that God is going to fulfill your prayer request in this service today. Somebody's crying out. Somebody's calling on the name of the Lord, and I think you ought to give him a praise before you get to your tomorrow. I'm not there yet, but I believe that God is already there. Psalm 20:7 says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. David has now won victory over the enemy. He's received the royal crown of the conquering king, and he declares that God has already prepared for him in the future blessings of goodness. And that's what you need to be convinced of, so that in your today, in your right now, in your fearful moment, you don't need to lose faith or lose heart because you're going through something now and you're grieving now because there's problems, there's crises, there's things God hasn't worked out yet. But don't lose hope because God's already in the next day setting it up, preparing and bringing blessing of goodness for you, that if I can make the right choice now, I can look back on my life and I can remember the times when I was making a lot of right choices, others were not. It looked like they were getting blessed and I was getting blasted. And how many of you have ever been there? But I stayed faithful when it looked like everybody was grinding on me, biting on me, carrying on. I still stood firm and faithful. And then God showed me I was already in your future. And while you were being faithful, I was in the future preparing your appointments. And if you could just get a cheerful heart, if you could just get a thanksgiving heart, if you could get the praise of the King David in this text and say, I'm going to praise him and I'm going to lift him up because God's already in my tomorrow. If David can give that kind of praise report before he receives it, so should everybody in this building. I'm telling you, God has stepped in front of many a bullet that's been fired that you missed because God took the bullet for you. And now you're still kicking, you're still smiling, you're still here in church. Somebody ran interference. The Lord is leading us, church. He is protecting us. He is providing for us, and He is abiding with us. Don't tell me God's not in this place. If you don't think that, then what are you doing here? Go to Krispy Kreme. Maybe you'll feel something there when you eat a sugar donut. But my goodness, if you can't tell that the Lord is in this place, then something's wrong with your teller. I said, God's already in the future. Your fearful heart is not the last say. Say to the fearful heart, and God has authorized me and qualified me and anointed me to speak that word into your life. And if you will receive it, God will do it. Keep on walking. Keep on worshiping. Keep on staying faithful to your God.
You know the old song, I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its clouds may turn to gray. I don't worry over the future, for he knows what lies ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Now, I'm sorry, I love you, but I don't care what your report is. If it's not a praise report, I don't want to hear it. I don't care about your report, what it might say. I don't care about how bad your finances are today. I don't care about what you're facing today. I know who's got tomorrow, and God's already there. He's not just in my today, setting up my appointments, protecting me from the serpent I can't see around the corner. But I'm telling you, he's living in my tomorrow already, and he's gonna bless his people. Now, I know that the Bible says in the last days, perilous times shall come, and we need to discuss that. And I understand it's going to be dangerous in this day, and it's going to be hazardous. There are financial revolutions that are taking place. There is a literal revolution in education taking place. As a matter of fact, there is a lady that comes to our church that came from California, who put her kids in a Californian school, and that's the reason why she's here, because of PCA. Put her kids in school in California, and she was going to tell them that this is a boy, this is a girl, and declare their sex and who they were. And they said, oh no, we don't do that anymore. We'll tell them what they are after we've had a chance to teach them. Come on, people. That's what we're facing today. There is a revolution in America. There is an upheaval that is taking place. There's a revolution in the arts. The bestsellers are sprinkling their pages with obscene stuff. Comedians try to solicit applause by being crude and rude, and there's a lot of competition, and they try to get filthier than the other one in order to be able to get the ratings. I don't care what the media might project. I don't care how filthy the world gets and how dirty it might get. I don't care what spirit is working against God's people. Jude writes it like this: likewise, also these filthy dreamers befoul the flesh and despise dominion. And what? They speak evil of dignitaries. John said they become a habitation of devils. It's a hold for every foul spirit in the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. But in the midst of the filth, in the midst of it all, God said, for his people. I want to say that again, for his people. The devil doesn't like you because you're the bride of Christ. The devil doesn't like you standing against these spirits. They may attack us viciously, and they may hate us for who we are, but I say, I've got a God who knows about tomorrow. I've got a preventer. I've got somebody that's going to run out there in front of me. I don't know what valleys I may face. I don't know what mountains I may have to climb, but I've got a God who's
going to help me through it all. He's already there. He's already preparing the blessings. May I assure this church, may I assure you as an individual, that there is no weapon. May I declare it to you with all the anointing that I can speak. There is no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper. And every tongue that riseth against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Your righteousness didn't come from the FBI. Your righteousness didn't come from some lame educational system. Your righteousness came from the blood of Jesus Christ. You have been washed. You have been transformed. I just want to remind you something as apostolics. Prayer and fasting still works, and so does praise. I'm going to say it one more time. You say, well, ain't all in shout. No, it ain't all in just sitting there either. Amen. I admit it ain't all in the shout, but it ain't all in just sitting there looking pretty. I'm telling you, God still loves prayer warriors. He still loves fasters. He still loves people that are worth. Now, I hate to break the news to all of you wonderful spiritual people, but I don't have to call a fast for you to fast. You can start fasting on your own anytime you want to start one. Well, we need some worship around here. I like what Brother D.L. Well, you can start anytime you like. There ain't enough dancing going on here. Just start anytime you like. You don't like what's happening, get up and do something about it. And say, devil, I come against you in the name. You come at me with a spear. You come at me with a sword. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Somebody ought to believe it. Somebody ought to say, I'm going to take the preventer into my future. You've got a rod of Aaron that you can use in your prayer. You don't just have the Ten Commandments. And I thank God for the word. Thank God for the commandments. Thank God it's written upon our hearts. We feel conviction. We should. When we do wrong, we repent. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. If you confess your sin, he's just and faithful to forgive you of your sin. Don't quit because you stumbled. Don't quit because you sinned. Get back up. Now don't act like you ain't did nothing. Don't act like you, oh no, I ain't did nothing. I know you need to repent. You need to ask God to forgive you. You need to acknowledge that you sinned. But you don't have to, we don't have to hold it over your head for 30 years for you to get right with God. Yeah, you messed up, ignorant. But repent. You have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And so I just want you to know that God will lead you and guide you, and he'll forgive you, and he'll wash and cleanse you again so that you can start over. You can pick yourself up. You don't have to be afraid of tomorrow. God is there as your preventer. But you not only have the word, you have the rod of Aaron, meaning that God has qualified you. Aaron's name was on that rod because he told them to put their names on the rod, if you remember the text correctly. And that means that it's not just the name of Jesus that is your power. You need to understand that he's put your name on the roll. I'll be John Brown. John Brown, and that's his real name. John Brown's name is on the roll. Now, if it's not on the roll, don't attempt this. But if it's on the roll, you got a right to stand up against the tide of the enemy. If your name's on the roll, if you're counted among the number, do you consider yourself among the number, or you're just one of the stragglers? Is anybody willing to say, I'm an apostolic, Jesus name, one God, whatever you got to say to identify yourself? I mean, I could go through a whole litany of lists, but that'd be ridiculous. Does anybody want to say, I'm an apostolic? Does anybody want to declare, I'm full of the Holy Ghost and I'm baptized in Jesus' name? If you're not, then we can fix that right now. Hey, that's fixable. You can get the Holy Ghost today. You can get baptized this morning. You can be saved today. So, well, this doesn't belong to me. Well, Isaiah 59:19 says it this way. So let's try it this way. So shall they fear the name of the Lord. How many of you fear the name of the Lord? Yes, from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. That means you can't operate on your natural ability. The church is going to have to operate in the supernatural. We've got to have the word. We got to have truth. We got to have the blood, we need the name, and we need the Spirit operating in our midst. There is nothing the devil can produce that can stop you from receiving what God has prepared for you in your future. I'm going to repeat something Jack Cunningham said at the Youth Congress. There is more power in your little finger than the devil has in all of hell. And I'm going to repeat something else he said, woo, because I feel it in the Holy Ghost. He said, the devil can't kill you. If he could kill you, he would have killed you already. He's not in charge of life and death. Jesus holds the keys of death and hell. The devil can't send you to hell. He doesn't have the authority to do it. Only Jesus has that kind of authority. He has the authority of life and death. I wish somebody would hold up their rod of Aaron and say, devil, take your hands off my kids. Take your hands off our young people. Take your hands off of our minds and our spirits. I come against the fearful at heart. Hallelujah. So why are you preaching this? Because I want you to believe that God can do anything. There's nobody like him. His name can take care of everything. And I just want to reassure you, he's going to be with us. He's with you. He'll walk ahead of you. He'll lead you and guide you. You'll be inspired. I know we're in spiritual warfare. I know the devil wants to take you out and take you down. I know that. But we have a name which is above every name. You can take authority. You don't have to sit there and be defeated and beat down by the enemy. God is before us. Who can be against us? God's going to direct us. God's going to be out in front of us. God's going to lead us, not just as a church, but individually. As long as you seek him, there is a cloud that's going to go before you. There is going to be a fire that's going to rest upon you. There is an unchangeableness about God, who is immutable. He is omniscient. He is omnipotent. He is omnipresent. He is the Almighty God. He's already able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think according. According to the power that worketh in us. He is ahead of you, protecting you, guiding you, setting it up. There's blessings of goodness ahead of you, not just behind you. I just feel like stopping right now and telling somebody, you feel like you're finished, that you're never going to have another great day in the Lord, that God's not going to bless you, and that your greatest day is done. And I've come to tell you that the devil is a liar. He's lied to you. I'm not saying you're not in a jam. Hi, but I'll tell you what, all you need is some hot bread and the jam, and the bread goes pretty good. I just pour a little honey on it and get with it. Praise God. Come on now, you got some honey somewhere. I said you've overcome something somewhere. But I've come to tell somebody, your greatest day is yet ahead of you. Listen, nobody respects our heritage more than I do. Nobody respects our heritage more than I do. God gave us revival to get where we are today, and I'm thankful for everything that everybody has ever done to pour their life out for the cause of Christ, all the way back to the beginning of the church on the day of Pentecost. I believe it. I thank God for it. But the greatest day of the church is not behind us. If I believed that, I would quit. But the greatest day of the church is ahead of us. Because God doesn't only go behind us. He goes before us. And he is a preventer. He's a setter-upper. I can fix it up for you if you'll just hang in there. God has always made a way out. And he's going to get you out of the bind you're in. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Say, but you don't know who's playing tricks on me. I don't care who's playing tricks on you. There ain't nobody trickier than Jesus. You say, oh, no, that's not true. The Bible says he shows himself pure unto the pure, and he shows himself shrewd unto the shrewd. There ain't nobody as shrewd as the Almighty God, because he can out-trick the trickster. It doesn't matter what the devil tries to do, Jesus is better. Come on. I believe that Jesus is better. Young people, the devil doesn't have anything to offer you. There is nothing out there in the world for you. I said there is nothing out there in the world for you. That this is the best thing that... I wish somebody would preach with me. Hallelujah. Church, now don't misunderstand me, because I love it when you clap your hands and stand and worship and praise the Lord. I love it when you do that. Even when you're tired and you're messed up, I thank God for it. Go ahead and clap your hands just so you'll feel good about it. I thank you for that. Keep doing it. But I don't want just a hand clap. I don't want just a dance to reveal to us the presence of the Lord. I want to see a manifestation of his power, where people get out of wheelchairs and the deaf hear and the blind see and the dumb speak. I want the power to operate when this choir sings. God doesn't want a dead, dry, dull, infested church. He wants a praising. I might as well say it. He wants a holy church. The greatest weapon that we have against this encroaching revolution of a culture that has walked away from God, the greatest weapon that we've got, is not our stance against something, but it's our personal transformed life of living what we believe. And Brother Brown and I were talking this morning, and he said that we believe that the oneness church, that in the end time, the only one that's going to see real miracles. You know, the magicians at first duplicated the miracles that Moses did. I'm going to shout on it. I already know what I'm going to say, so I'm just going to shout now. Woo! But there's going to come a time that the magicians of this world are going to be no longer able to perform their miracles. And we're going to get into a whole new territory where God's going to do something for the Jesus name, one God people. And I'm done. You can stand. My, I feel it in this house right now. Anybody can be healed. Anybody can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Anybody. I don't even know who said that God's going to start doing creative miracles for this church. But I believe it. Creative miracle is when God alters the very genetic makeup and DNA of an individual to heal them of a genetic transferred disease. Where, I mean, it's absolutely, unmistakably the hand of God. What science cannot do, God can. Now, I like what Brother Stone King said. It's in you. Because everybody's looking up here at me saying, okay, we'll bring them to you and let you pray for them. No, you pray for them. That's another good reason why you might just consider a daily devotion. Because you're going to need a little bit more of Jesus than just what you get on Sunday night. I'm sorry. But I guarantee you, God can use you as well as he can anybody else to see that creative miracle. Now, I want every head bowed and every eye closed, and I want us to pray together and repent all over this house. I want us to go to the brazen altar together. And I want you, and you say, well, Brother Kinsey, I haven't done anything wrong. Well, just pray that your will be submitted to the will of God as you're at that altar, because I can tell some of you are not submitted to anything, least of all God. And so you need to submit. So you do that. Repent of that self-will that is so strong and so powerful that it can actually trump what God has prepared for you in the future. You can abort it if your will is so strong that you resist the will of God for your life in obedience to his command and to his word. So I want you to pray right now, and I want everybody to lift up their voice in intercession, and I want you to repent together. I want you to cry unto the King. I want to hear a cry go out, God, we repent before you and our self-will that's not submitted, the things that we have not submitted to your will. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Oh, kaya rabo shata bayaria. Kaya la bayaria sanama. I thank God for the manifestation of praise, but we need a manifestation of the power. We need to see God perform miracles in our midst. We need a miracle of deliverance from a fearful heart. Right now, I can feel it. There are too many people that are being assaulted by the enemy, attacked continually, perpetually, and without reason, with a fearful heart. And I speak, be strong. For the Lord is with you and he loves you. If you need the Holy Ghost today, you have not spoken with tongues as the Spirit of God gives you the utterance, but you desire it and you want God to fill you with that experience, I want you to step out by faith and I want you to walk to the front and I want you to say, I need you, Jesus, in my life. And so if you want to just
take somebody by the hand and bring them with you up here to the front, even in the balcony. We will wait on you. You come on and get as close to the front as you can. Okay, come on. All over this house, anyone that needs the gift of the Holy Ghost. You have not yet received the Holy Ghost, but you desire it and you want God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Kay not only wants to get baptized, but she wants the Holy Ghost. Isn't that wonderful? That's a wonderful thing. Now, some of you have received the Holy Ghost, but it's been a while since you have spoke with tongues. You need a renewing of the Holy Ghost. You need to be refreshed because you need to continue your walk with God with power and strength. I want you to step out by faith, and I want you to walk to the front, and I want you to believe that as God fills these with the Holy Ghost, He's also going to refill you with the Holy Ghost as well. So I want you to step out by faith, and I want you to walk up to the front, and I want you to believe that God is going to refill you with the Holy Ghost and strengthen you to do the work that God has for you to do. He is ready to refill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues. You may need to take somebody by the hand. Maybe you don't want to walk up here by yourself, and I can understand that. I want you to step out by faith, and I want you to walk up here and believe that God is going to refill you with the Holy Ghost so that you can be transformed and changed and have the ability to do the will of God and to accomplish what God wants you to do, because you can't operate in your natural power. It's not good enough. It will not work. And so you've got to have the power of God, and you've got to solicit that by asking Him for the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to step out by faith, and I want you to walk up here and believe that God is going to refill you with the Holy Ghost. And just do that on the confidence and assurance that God's with you. He is a preventer. He will set it up linearly, protect you. He is a leader, a guider. He will be wisdom to you to set divine appointment. And He is also in your future. Even though now it doesn't look like anything's happening, He's in your future preparing the blessing of goodness on your behalf. Already there, so you don't need to worry about it. You just need to stay faithful today so you can show up tomorrow and find out what He's prepared. Because, you know, only the Spirit can reveal to you what God's prepared. It's neither entered into the heart of man. That means you can't think up what God's prepared for you in the future. But the Spirit can reveal it to you if you are faithful to Him. But you got to have the Spirit for it to reveal itself to you. So I want you to step out by faith. I want you to walk up here. And I want you to claim what God has. If you need a miracle in your body, you need a healing, I want you to step out by faith and trust in the Lord that God is going to heal you right now. And I want you to walk up here and I want you to pray for your healing. So I don't care how many times you've been up here to pray for your healing, I want you to walk up here and pray that God is going to heal you today in this place, in this service, that God's going to perform a creative miracle in your life, if that's what is needed. God's able to do that. And I want you to step forward. I want you to walk up here to the front. I want the saints of God, if you would, I want you to take somebody by the hand, and I want you to bring them forward. And we're going to fill up this altar, and we're just going to come on up here, everyone together. Just bring individuals. Bring them up here. Everyone that can, get up here as close as you can, and we're going to pray with you, and we're going to believe with you that the Holy Ghost is going to minister to you at whatever you might need. And you begin to function as a believer and as a truth speaker. I'm believing God for that renewing. I'm believing God for that healing. I want you to believe God right now that God's in your future. I come against that fearful heart.
that seems to be prevailing in people's minds, and I understand it.
We hope you enjoyed this message. Please reach out to us if you have any questions. We can be found at firstpent.org. That's firstpent.org. If you're ever in Pensacola, Florida, we hope you visit us. Be blessed in Jesus' name.